It's the Anfield Wrap, the review show after Chelsea 0 Liverpool 2. I'm Dan Morgan. I'm joined by Neil Atkinson, Neil Jones, Sean Rogers. I will endeavour not to insult anyone else on the introduction of today's show after last week. Oh, God. Neil Atkinson, let's get straight into it, shall we? Because there's tons to get into from this game. I am like Jurgen Klopp in that I loved the game. I loved everything about it. I loved everything about Liverpool in it. One thing that strikes me, not so much Chelsea related in terms of going directly in on them, but more sort of Liverpool's approach to Chelsea. Klopp said pre-game it was very much a case of having to see how they line up, when they line up. And a lot of that, I think, is to do with what they do at Brighton, but also just sort of the madness of the way in which they almost have too many of the one player on the pitch at the same time, if you know what I mean by that. You know, for every Kovacic, there's a Kante. For every Mount, there's a Havertz, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think they're in a bit of a funny position as a football team, all of a sudden, Chelsea, with all the new players, and he hasn't quite made his decisions yet, and he doesn't know where everybody is for fitness. And also, and I think that this is why they are fascinating, he doesn't back them. And I think that's where, from their point of view, if I was a Chelsea supporter this morning, I would feel like, why have we been as passive as we have been for this game against Liverpool? Because what did we actually get for it? You know, and I think that it's easy for him to tell the story of the red cards in the context of the game and act as though things might have been different. And listen, maybe he did have a big dramatic second half, half-time team talk lined up that was going to change everything. But you see them be so, so passive. And that's almost what he's picked. He's picked passivity. And I think it's a really strange way to go about your business. To be honest with you, I know home advantage isn't quite what it's been in the past and all of that sort of thing, but I'm quite surprised by it in that I'm still, other than get Werner to run that channel, I'm not quite sure what the plan was. And it can't just be get Werner to run that channel. It really can't be. You know, it can't be sit there and soak it up, because if it is sit there and soak it up, then he's on a hiding towards a sacking, in that if I'm their owner, and their owner is very much an ownery type of owner, I'm going, well, what have we put all the money in for here? What are we paying for if your idea of the answer when Liverpool turn up is to do that? And I think that's what Klopp's looked at. And when he's talking about that, he's, you know, there's possibly a couple of things that surprise him. And that team did not look like it was ready to play with Havertz at nine in any meaningful way. There isn't a bit of what he does in the end that makes sense. And that remains the case right the way through the match. I'm not saying it was an easy game to coach. Liverpool are a really hard team to prepare for. But there isn't a thing he does right the way through the 90 minutes that both at the time, and I would also say with the benefit of hindsight, you're able to say, yeah, I can see what Lampard was trying to achieve there.